It is John Givens here with Dave Powell, and it is another episode of Money Talks. Back by popular demand as ever, they want more of you talking money, Dave, and why one day. But Liverpool are throwing it around like confetti at the moment, spending big. So how are they doing it? Why are they doing it? And are you as surprised as some others?
I mean, they've had the ability to do it for some time, but maybe... I know there was a lot of criticism post the 2020 title win that they didn't really do it. A bit different then because we're still in the midst of a pandemic.
Yeah.
A lot of uncertainty about broadcast rights, would they hold up? A lot of uncertainty about whether the live event and crowds would come back in the same way and whether the whole ecosystem in the game would hold up. But it has. And I mean, FSG have always been risk averse. That's kind of well known. So hardly surprising that they... maybe didn't go as strong then as maybe some wanted them to. But yeah, now they're in a real position of strength. So all the stars have aligned, I suppose. So, you know, back in the Champions League last year, which was, you know, the financial year was just finished, end of May. And that's given them even though they went out round of 16, they did so well in the league phase, that they're probably taking home 90 million-ish in terms of prize money. Then you've got central payments for winning the Premier League. I mean, that's the highest they would have ever had from the actual success in the Premier League this year. Commercial deals are on the up. They now have match day revenue over 100 million because of the completion of the Anfield Road redevelopment. And yeah, last summer they didn't really put much to work. Chiesa came in, 10 million guaranteed with about 2.5 million on top of that, I think, in add-ons. Mamardashvili comes in, was he at 20 million, 25 million? 25 million guaranteed. And we've spoken in the past, but just I'll probably explain it just for the benefit of anyone listening, because when you buy a player, the guaranteed sum is amortized over the length of a player's contract.
Yeah.
And for each year of the contract which winds down, that book value decreases. So Liverpool's amortization costs for the whole of 23-24 were about 114.5 million, something like that. I imagine that's probably similar, if not a bit lower, for 24-25 because the book value of some players has decreased and they added minimal additional costs through Chiesa and Mamardashvili, which means now... And that sum, bear in mind, is probably 90 million less than what Chelsea's amortization costs are. Wage bill will be expensive, yes, because they're going to pay out bonuses to the players who win the Premier League, but they are in a position whereby Trent Alexander-Arnold has left. That gives significant flexibility for wages, which probably gets absorbed largely by Wirtz's salary, I imagine. We look at Kerkez, we look at Wirtz, we look at Frimpong. It's about £190 million worth of deals there. But I imagine Liverpool will probably be comfortable with their kind of amortization costs being about 150 million this coming year because they've made the money up elsewhere, which means probably there's another couple of big deals or big-ish deals to come.